This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Have you heard of the five solas? People who say they believe in Jesus may not understand what exactly this belief means. Five solas, S-O-L-A-S, could be thought of as five onlys, or five things that stand alone. The program today is about five crucial factors involved in Christianity that are essential to a proper belief in Jesus. There will be a short lesson in Latin today, but this will be quite simple and easy, and I will explain it fully. I say Latin because early translations of the Bible were in the Latin language. Solas is the word in Latin for only or alone. Here are the five solas: sola scriptura, scripture alone; sola fide, faith alone; sola gratia, grace alone; solo Christo, Christ alone; soli Deo gloria, to the glory of God alone. This continues in my series of programs on essentials of Christian faith. More on this in the Vision for Christ broadcast today. First, let me begin with a prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. The five solas are five Latin phrases popularized during the Church Reformation that emphasize the distinctions between the early reformers and the existing church in the 1500s. The word sola is, again, the Latin word for only, or we could say alone, and they were used in relation to five key teachings that defined the biblical pleas of church reformers. Here they are again. Sola scriptura, scripture alone; sola fide, faith alone; sola gratia, grace alone; solo Christo, Christ alone; soli Deo gloria, to the glory of God alone. Sola Scriptura emphasizes the Bible alone, also called Scripture, as the source of authority for Christians. By saying Scripture alone, the Reformers rejected both the divine authority of the established Church and its confidence in sacred tradition. Only the Bible was inspired by God and God-breathed. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 explains it this way. Above all else, however, remember that none of us can explain by ourselves a prophecy in the Scriptures, for no prophetic message ever came just from the human will, but people were under the control of the Holy Spirit as they spoke the message that came from God. Rules of faith in most religions rely on something other than, or in addition to, the Word of God, which denies that Scripture is all we need. Since the earliest days of Christianity, the false teaching of beliefs coming from outside the Bible has survived and even flourished. The rule of faith among the Gnostics of the first century was based on the Scriptures plus a mystical knowledge gained only by those who had achieved a higher plane of enlightenment. In direct contradiction to the Word of God, the Gnostics taught that salvation comes not by grace alone through faith alone, see Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, but by divine knowledge or some inner light possessed only by those of elevated spirituality. This, of course, is wrong. True Christians hold to the Bible alone as their rule of faith. This reflects their belief, which declares that the Bible alone is adequate to guide the Christian in all matters of faith and practice. According to 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, the Scriptures are profitable to make the believer thoroughly equipped for every good work. If we are thoroughly equipped by the Word of God, nothing more is needed. There are no degrees of thoroughness. To say we need something more than the Bible as a rule of faith is to say we are made partially thoroughly equipped by the Bible and need something more to make us completely thoroughly equipped. This makes no sense. True Bible-believing Christians believe in the priesthood of every believer, as stated in 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the special possession of God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. True Bible-believing Christians give allegiance to God alone, affirming the giftedness of every follower of Jesus Christ, who is truly born again. Then in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we are again told this, every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the person dedicated to God may be capable and equipped for every good work. Anything taught by the established church leadership before 1521 or in teaching traditions that contradicted the Bible was to be rejected. Sola Scriptura also fueled the translation of the Bible into German, French, English, and other languages, and prompted Bible teaching in the common languages of the day, rather than in Latin only, so that more people could understand the Bible in the language they spoke. Sola Fide in Latin, meaning faith alone, emphasizes salvation as a free gift. The established church of the time emphasized the use of donating money to buy status with God. Good works, including baptism, were seen as required for salvation then. Sola Fide, that is, faith alone, stated that salvation is a free gift to all who accept it by faith. John 3:16 in the Amplified Bible reads this way, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that He even gave up His only begotten unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on Him shall not perish or come to destruction to be lost, but will instead have eternal, everlasting life. Salvation is not based on human effort or good deeds or actions. Sola gratia in Latin, meaning only grace, emphasizes grace as the reason for our salvation. In other words, salvation comes from what God has done rather than what we do. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 teaches, God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you cannot take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Solo Christo, sometimes listed as Solus Christus, means through Christ alone, and this emphasizes the role of Jesus in salvation. The established church leadership then had placed church leaders, such as priests, in the role of intercessor between the average person in the pew and God. Christian reformers in the 1520s emphasized the role of Jesus as our high priest who intercedes on our behalf before the Father. Hebrews chapter 4 has teaching on the Bible as the only authority for faith and practice, and teaching about Christ being our only access to God. Here is that text from Hebrews chapter 4. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So then we see that this text in Hebrews 4 shows that Jesus is the one who offers access to God, not a human spiritual leader. Each Christian must look to Jesus Christ alone for forgiveness of sin and for help with temptation. Now the fifth of the five solas is Soli Deo Gloria, which means only God glory. This emphasizes the glory of God as the goal of life. Rather than striving to please church leaders, keep a list of rules, or guard our own interests, our goal in life is the glory of the Lord. The idea of Soli Deo Gloria is found in 1 Corinthians 10:31. So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all of it to the glory of God. Romans 11:36 says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." John 17:4-5 shows Jesus on earth praying to his Father in heaven. Jesus prayed, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Psalm 19 gives us an example of the glory of God also. "The heavens proclaim the glory of God, the skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak, night after night they make him known." The five solas of the Reformation period in the 1500s offered a strong corrective to the faulty practices and beliefs of the time, and they remain relevant today. We are called to focus on Scripture, accept salvation by grace through faith, to magnify Christ, and to live for the glory of God. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text, which is a prayer to God from Psalm 119, verse 11, about the Word of God, the Bible. "In my heart I store up your words, so I might not sin against you."